The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning, Lillooet, and welcome to another day of live broadcasting here on CHLS 100.5 FM. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is Snooze Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started out with music from a concerto for two guitars by Antonio Vivaldi. Actually, he wrote it as a concerto for two mandolins, but performed on two guitars by, I have to apologize, two members of the Romero family. I didn't get all my research done this morning. This is from a CD that I purchased on iTunes, and it didn't come with complete information about who's playing what, But I'll track down the information and find out which two Romeros were playing that concerto. And they were performing with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Iona Brown. That much I can say with accuracy. We'll come back and finish off that concerto in a few minutes. Right now, though, we're going to do weather and road reports. Yesterday's low, rather cool, 13.5 in the morning. Made it up to 25.2, though, later in the day. Right now, the temperature is about 16 degrees, and it looks like we're in for a fairly decent day. Seemed a bit cloudy last time I checked out, but out the studio door here. A mixture of sun and clouds is Environment Canada today. 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Wind from the south at 30 kilometers per hour late this morning. A high making it up to 28 today, and the UV index at 7, which is high. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers early in the evening, wind from the south at 30 kilometers per hour, and a low again tonight of 16. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and cloud, a 30% chance of showers late in the afternoon and in the evening, wind from the south at 20 kilometers per hour, increasing to 50, gusting to 70 late in the morning, then becoming light in the evening, and a high again tomorrow of 28 degrees. Wednesday, a little cooler, cloudy with a low of 16 and a high of 24. And then Thursday, boy, this, I just don't know what to say about this. Thursday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a low of 13 and a high of 17. Yeah, July in Lillooet, it ain't here. Friday, a mixture of sun and cloud, a low of 14 and a high of 22. Looks like maybe some warming and drying after that, but I haven't checked the 14 Weather Network's 14-day trend to see if that's truly the case. And who knows, it may all change anyway. Let's hope Thursday will, the forecast for that day will improve before we get there. Taking a look at some conditions across the country and around the province. Right now in St. John's, Newfoundland, the temperature is 22 degrees and it's mostly cloudy there. Halifax is cloudy and 20 degrees. In Montreal, 22 degrees and cloudy. Toronto has a light rain shower, 25 degrees there. In Iqaluit, mainly sunny and 7 degrees, so I guess I can't complain about 17 degrees predicted for Thursday. Winnipeg is mainly sunny and 21 degrees, Saskatoon 21 and mainly sunny as well. In Yellowknife, mostly cloudy, 17 degrees. Let's see, Edmonton, some conditions missing there, so let's take a look at Calgary, 15 degrees and sunny. In Whitehorse, it is 7 degrees and mostly cloudy. Prince George, cloudy and 12 degrees. And a little closer to home, Clinton is also at 12 degrees, mostly cloudy there. Hope, 16 degrees and cloudy. Kamloops, 16 and cloudy. In Pemberton, it's 12 degrees. And in Vancouver, cloudy and 15 degrees. And taking a look at the highways on Highway 1, there's still some paving work going on. In the Fraser Valley between Abbotsford and Chilliwack. Most of that looks like taking place at night. There are some rolling lane closures, though, and those will probably be affecting daytime traffic as well. Construction continues 1 kilometer west of Yale, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday through September 28th. Single lane alternating traffic there. And there is rock slope stabilization 15 kilometers east of Spence's Bridge, 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday through July the 29th. Single lane alternating traffic there with up to 20 minutes delay. On Highway 12, mowing from 24 kilometers north of Lytton on into Lillooet. That continues 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday until further notice. Let's see, I forgot to mention Lytton and Big Bar ferries both still out of service due to high water here past the halfway point of July, if you can believe that. And Highway 99 South, maintenance from Lions Bay to 2.8 kilometers south of the Alice Lake Road. That's about a 40-kilometer stretch of the highway, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Starting today, running through the 21st, lane closure in effect. And, excuse me, seal coating from the same place, 2.8 kilometers south of Alice Lake Road to 8.6 kilometers north of the Chequemus River Bridge. That's about a 35-kilometer stretch of the highway. That is 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. starting today and also running through July 21st, and a lane closure in effect there. That's it for the weather and roads. All right, let's go back to the music of Vivaldi. He didn't just write violin concertos, folks. Nope, he wrote music for lots of other instruments. There's quite a few flute concertos. Seems to me there's as many as 37 bassoon concertos, there are cello concertos, there must be oboe concertos, as well as all sorts of concertos for groups of various instruments. But quite a few concertos for the mandolin and the lute as well. Some, I think, for the actual guitar. At any rate, we'll go back to this concerto in G for two mandolins, but perhaps even better suited to two guitars and orchestra, simply because the guitar has a larger more resonant sound. And two members of the Romero family are performing here with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Iona Brown conducting. I will find out who those Romeros are while the music is on. The music of Antonio Vivaldi. We heard a concerto for two guitars and orchestra. As I said, it was originally written for two mandolins. And that was recording with, yes, I got the information, Pepe and Angel Romero performing with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, conducted by Iona Brown. Pepe and Angel Romero are brothers, part of the guitar-playing Romero family. Their father, Celidonio, launched the whole thing. And then Pepe, Angel, and another brother, formed the quartet known as Los Romeros. And that group still exists now, but I believe that the father, Celedonio, died a few years ago, and now there is a grandson who is a member of the ensemble. So quite a talented family. All right, it is 8:18. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lullouette. Around 9 o'clock, when I finish things up, I will put Democracy Now! On, and then later today, Music for the Middle Ages with hosts Jim and Aura. That's tonight from 8 until 9 p.m. That's all we've got for you. A fairly light schedule for much of the summer, though if anybody's interested in doing a radio show, you can get in touch with me here. You can give me a call. My number is 256-7561, and we'll talk about your show, and I'll tell you everything you need to know. All right, let us carry on with the music, and we're going to listen to the lovely Nocturne that comes from the second string quartet. Is it the second string quartet? Yes, string quartet number 2 in D major by Alexander Borodin. For some reason, I thought it was in B minor. Oh well, both keys with two sharps, so that's my explanation. That's my excuse. This is the third movement of that string quartet. And has something of a life as a hit on its own, one of Borodin's few hits, along with the Polovtsian Dances. One of those Polovtsian Dances went on to become the hit song, Stranger in Paradise, so I guess that'd have to be the really big hit. But there's something of that similar mood to this particular piece. We're going to hear it in an arrangement for string orchestra, which I think is the way that it is most commonly heard these days. I don't recall having heard an actual performance of the quartet itself, but now I'm curious. I'll have to track it down. This arrangement is by Lucas Drew, and the performers are I Musici de Montréal, conducted by Yuli Turovsky. A lovely and rather soothing tune there. That was the third movement, the Nocturne, that comes from String Quartet No. 2 in D Major by Alexander Borodin, born in 1833, died in 1887. I think I played something by Borodin last week. Borodin, perhaps better known in his lifetime as a chemist than as a composer, but successfully lived the double life somehow. All right, I'm expecting the phone to ring any minute now, and maybe it will, maybe it won't. Somebody phoning and asking questions about a photocopier, which we don't even have a photocopier. But it's time for some public service announcements. We're at 8:30, and I'm going to crank up the volume on the critter window in Indiana. Oh, yes, there it is. there's a couple of grackles there right now. Very funny to watch the way they walk, really strut around. All right, let's see. There is a show and tell taking place at the Lillooet Public Library this Tuesday evening. That's tomorrow, 7 until 8:30 p.m., and it's all about ebook readers, and there'll be a number of ebook readers there for you. These are these handheld devices where you can download books onto them. Some people feel that is where books are going. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. At any rate, if you'd like to try, have a chance to try one of these out for yourself and see what you think, tomorrow evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Lillooet Public Library. And let's see, the next concert in the Miyazaki House Summer Concert Series is coming up July the 22nd, this Friday. This week it is Sandcastle Theory, an acoustic rock band from Vancouver, and Tim Tibbetts and Cal Mollison. Their influences include Counting Crows, Jeff Buckley, and Stephen Fearing, among others. That's this Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Miyazaki House. The concerts are free. If you want maximum comfort, bring a lawn chair. At this point, Environment Canada is suggesting it might be a fairly nice day, at least fairly dry. Let's hope that holds true. Coming up at the Rec Center, a few things. Gymnastics course, August 15th to 18th. I'm not going to give you all the details now. This is for kids, ages 4 to 13. And there is also a standard first aid course coming up July 23rd and 24th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. The cost is $140. That's a two-day course, of course. Okay, a bird I did not recognize in the background. The British Soccer Camp, August 22nd to 26th. All those things coming up at the Rec Center. If you'd like more information about them, get in touch at 256-7527. Oh, I do know. It's coming back to me. That's an oven bird or something like that that does a teacher, 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 teacher call. I'll check on that and find out what bird that is when I get home. The Royal Canadian Legion has their steak dinner coming up, I think, Saturday night of this week, July the 23rd. And in addition to steak, on the menu is corn on the cob, baked potato, and garlic toast. The cost is $20 per person, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. That takes place. Tickets are available from the Legion. And finally, a reminder of the Lillooet Lions Annual Fishing Derby, which comes up Sunday, August the 7th. The cost is, for tickets, $15 for early bird tickets, $20 on Derby Day, and for ages 14 and under, $10. First prize is $500 for the largest fish. That's the E.M. and F.J. Heath Memorial, and lots of other great prizes. So if you'd like to get tickets for that, they either are or will be soon available at Winner's Edge. You can also get tickets from Ann Heath at the Farmer's Market. And if you don't know Ann, look for the lady with the cockatiel on her shoulder. We're hearing cicadas there in the background in Indiana, and the grackles you've been hearing kind of rustling around there. Looks like they're in for a very warm day in Indiana. I think predicted high of 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and the humidity is going to make it feel like 95, so maybe we shouldn't complain about anything in our weather here. But I have to turn the music down, or turn the sound down on the cicadas there for the next music. We had two lovely and rather soothing pieces to start out the week, and now we're going to go for something bigger and more forceful. But still a really cool piece of music. We're going to listen to the second half of Symphony No. 3 in C minor by Camille Saint-Saëns. This is, excuse me, often known as the Organ Symphony, although that's not really an accurate description. It's a symphony for orchestra that includes an organ part. It's a moderately prominent organ part, but not a really huge one. But it is a chance for the organ to basically blow out your speakers, as you'll hear towards the end of the symphony. This symphony, written in 1881, if I recall correctly. No, sorry, 1886. It was the same year that Franz Liszt died, and I think it was dedicated to the memory of Liszt. It's in two movements and uses a lot of thematic transformation, which is to say it takes one main theme and then uses that theme in a variety of tempos and rhythms and keys to create more thematic material. And the main theme is a very familiar one if you've seen the movie Babe. The song is, if I recall correctly, If I Had Words, or If I Had the Words. If I Had Words, I think. Those are the words that have been put to this theme of Camille Saint-Saëns, and you'll really hear that theme blast out as we get towards the latter sections of the symphony. The it's for a fairly large orchestra. I don't have the instrumentation in front of me, but in addition to the orchestra and the organ, there's also a part for piano with two pianists sitting at the piano, and they also have some of the most difficult scale passages to be found anywhere in the repertoire. This is a recording with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. The conductor is Ido de Vart, and playing the organ is Daniel Korzempa. It's too bad that piece wasn't recorded in a larger concert hall or one with more reverberant acoustic. It's really quite wonderful to hear a recording of that piece where at the end you have to wait about 10 seconds for the sound of the organ reverberations to completely die down. One of the greatest endings of any symphony ever, and you're in no doubt that you have reached the end. We heard the second movement, which is the second half of Symphony No. 3 in C minor by Camille Saint-Saëns, also known as the Organ Symphony. That was a recording with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra, the conductor Ado de Vart, and organist Daniel Korzempa. All right, it's 8:52. We have time for a little encore here. Just jumping all over the place and completely changing the style around again. We're going to listen to something from the CD called Tango Argentino by guitarist Victor Villadangos. This is part of the Naxos CD label's guitar collection. Wonderful CD and only marginally classical. This is sort of crossover material, but it's such great music and such superb guitar playing that I have no hesitation whatsoever about including it here on Snooze Button. So we're going to listen to one of the wonderful pieces by Astor Piazzolla, born in 1921, died in 1992. The man who really turned around the tango and created the tango nuevo, new style of tango, which initially met with a great deal of resistance in Argentina, so much so that Piazzolla and his family left Argentina for a while because he had received death threats specifically over his creation of the Tango Nuevo. But he ultimately triumphed, and his music is beloved around the world now. We're going to hear a piece called Midnight in Buenos Aires, and this uses a lot of, what would you call them, extended techniques, I guess, in playing on the guitar. Here is guitarist Victor Villadangos. Music by Astor Piazzolla, very evocative. I think we heard the piece called Midnight in Buenos Aires, and that was with guitarist Victor Villadangos. All right, that's all I've got for today's show. So I'd like to say thank you very much for listening. I hope you have yourselves a wonderful day. It looks like it's supposed to be getting somewhat better at any rate as the day goes on. I think we have a predicted high of 26 today, 26 or 27. Let me just check that. No, even better, 28. That's what Environment Canada says. So cross your fingers, hope for the best, especially if you are a gardener. All right, stay tuned for Democracy Now!